Finally, today in Utah, we frequently hear about the importance of oil and gas development to rural economies, especially from politicians who call on the federal government to loosen restrictions on energy development. But a new report released by Sportsmen for Responsible Energy Development says recreation and tourism are more important to those economies. Tom Allen is research director for Southwick Associates, which conducted the study, and Bob Dibley is a local representative of Trout Unlimited. I spoke with them both about the report and what it means. Well, gentlemen, let's start off with the most basic question this morning, and Tom Allen of Southwick Associates will start with you. What does this new report tell us about rural economies here in Utah?
The goal of the report was really to take a look at the kinds of jobs that are supporting rural economies in relation to the kinds of jobs that are present in more rural and more urbanized economies. And we just kind of took an overview of the kinds of jobs that are there. And what we've really found is that rural counties, particularly in Utah, have a greater reliance on tourism and recreation-related jobs than do urban counties. It's just a more important part of the local economy.
And that's an interesting finding because here in Utah, we think, you know, the ski resorts are here along the urban areas. They're just a few minutes outside of Salt Lake City. But in rural Utah, it's actually more important?
It is. We looked specifically at some broad categories of industries, those that tend to support tourism and recreation, the lodging industries, eating and drinking industries, and then there's a sector that is specifically recreation and entertainment. And if anything, you know, our analysis probably understates the relative importance because some of those industries are just relatively more important, probably understate the role of tourism. For example, in the lodging industry in urban areas, you have more than just tourists staying in those lodging. There's a lot of business people using the lodging. Whereas in rural economies, you don't have that as much. And so we're probably understating even the importance of that sector in rural economies.
And so Bob Dibley with Trout Unlimited, what does this new report mean to you and your organization? Why is it important for people to be aware of this information?
Well, mainly because it shows that the fisheries are extremely important in Utah. And also, we have a understanding that public land or private land can have multiple uses to it, and if it's done right. I think a good example of what we were talking about this morning was Heber. Heber is a very small town, but yet it doesn't depend purely on the ranching phase of it. It's one of the fastest growing, it is the fastest growing town in Utah right now, I guess in the morning paper today. And that's a good example of where we think it's really important to maintain the fisheries.
And so do you feel that this report is important because perhaps state officials are trying to place more value on energy development more than recreation? Is that part of it?
Yes, definitely. And just lately, we've been working with several of the oil companies, Berry Oil, and advancing this concept that it does have multi-purpose, land does, and we can work with them, but and they can drill, but it has to be done properly. And that's kind of the concept of the Sportsman for, reasonable energy, development.
And Tom, your organization, your company, Southwick Associates, prepared this report. How did you go about finding this data and really coming up with solid numbers that demonstrate the importance of recreation and tourism in rural Utah?
Southwick Associates is a firm that specializes in fish and wildlife economics. And we typically, take a very objective view of our analyses and rely on solid statistics. The numbers in this particular study are drawn directly from the U.S. Department of Commerce. And so those are numbers that I don't think anybody could argue with in terms of objectivity.
So the numbers support that it's more important particularly than energy. Is that correct?
Well, in the rural counties, I mean, nobody's discounting the importance of energy development. If we if you take a look at the report, you'll see that it's very important in the rural counties. I think the message of the study is that recreation and tourism industries are just as important and that they shouldn't be discounted in any discussions of land use planning in the rural areas.
So, Bob, what do you want to see happen here in Utah going forward when it comes to policy that is set by the state on recreation and tourism?
Well, the biggest thing is, I think, that you have to look at, you know, protecting the fishing industry and also the big game industry, because that does have a big effect on big game also.
Tom, so you have a separate report here on conserving lands and prosperity that takes an even bigger look at several western states. Tell us about what that study found.
That was an earlier study that we released earlier this year, and that was an effort to take a look at the relationship between conservation recreation designations in the western states and the relationship to economic growth in those counties. We looked specifically at rural counties across seven western states, mm-hmm. and the relationship to economic growth. Traditional base theory, economic base theory, suggests that basic industries, extractive industries, manufacturing, are the cornerstones of economic development. And that's a theory that's been held for a long time. But the structure of the U.S. economy is changing. And so we took a look at that relationship to see if that theory still holds as strongly as it once did. And the results suggest that there's been a decoupling of those economic base industries mm-hmm. from the rest of the economy, that rural economies don't necessarily depend on those industries as strongly as they once did. While those industries are still important, we're seeing the rest of the economy growing as well, even as those industries are fairly flat over the last 40 years. And so what it suggests is that those industries, while important, are not what's driving economic growth. We look at, for example, the level of the proportion of the land base in the rural counties that is devoted to conservation and recreation designations. Mm-hmm. And those counties that have the highest proportion of their land base designated in those areas are showing the strongest economic growth. And it's across the board. We're seeing stronger population growth. We're seeing stronger growth in incomes, in employment, and even in the housing values.
And so, Tom, one thing we hear frequently in Utah, as I'm sure you've heard, is that the fact that two-thirds of the state is owned by the federal government and is public lands hurts our economy. Are you saying then that the conclusion is perhaps just the opposite?
Well, that particular study, it was looked across all seven states, so it's a little bit broader than just Utah. But the evidence suggests that protecting those lands doesn't necessarily harm the local economy. Mm-hmm. There's always, you know, that theory that if you limit development for oil and gas development, that you're going to harm the local
right.
economy and stifle job growth. And our results suggest that's not necessarily true.
So Bob Dibley with Trout Unlimited, you know there's an effort here in Utah to try and regain control of federal lands, put them into private hands, or put them under state management. What do you think of that effort and what the consequences would be?
We're not very positive about it. Let me put it that way. I just don't see how they would maintain these lands. I mean, they have a hard time maintaining the parks that they have right now. They don't have the money to do it. Mm-hmm. And so which means that they would probably sell it off. And this would be a definite blow. I think one thing that we were looking at here is that the revenue is, I think it's $760 million that comes in from, you know, the recreation area. Mm-hmm. And throughout the western states, the figure comes up as $76.7 billion mm-hmm. a year. And to overlook this fact is you just can't do it. And like I said, our main concern is to, you know, protect the fisheries and wildlife. And it would be very difficult to do if it was turned over to the state. It's kind of hard to understand, too, that we have a very low excise tax on the oil taken out of the state here. Mm-hmm. And compared to, I believe, Wyoming, ours is 3% and theirs is 6%. And I think it would be a tremendous help to the education system in Utah here if they increased the excess taxes up to what Wyoming has.
We've been talking about a new report that shows the importance of tourism and recreation to Utah's rural economies. Our guests have been Tom Allen. He's research director for Southwick Associates. Tom, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
And also Bob Dibley. He's with Trout Unlimited and is based here in Utah. Bob, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And that does it for Politics Up Close this morning here on NPR Utah, KCPW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Politics Up Close is a production of KCPW News, thanks to Jesse Ellis for his help with today's program. Catch Politics Up Close every Friday morning at 9 and Sunday morning at 6 on KCPW, and download podcasts of our interviews online at kcpw.org. Thanks for joining us.